Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cue the Clarity. I'm your host, Mina Kunlosi-Tepp, and I'm so excited that you're here because today we're going to talk about what I refer to as a plug and play week. I used to refer to this, and a lot of people out there will refer to this as an ideal week. An ideal week being like the things that you're striving to get done during the week. I decided to flip my verbiage for that into plug and play because when I think about an ideal week, it's like I'm striving to get to there and I'm striving to get the things done. But really, my preference was to have a baseline week, a template week where I could use as a jumping off point. I've mentioned many times that I love working in containers and working from, okay, these are the things that I have as kind of my baseline, the bones and the structure of something. But then I'm able to excel because I use those off as a jumping off point. And so when I think about a plug and play week instead of an ideal week, the plug and play week is when you usually have something that's plug and play. It's like you plug it in and then you customize it for yourself and it's ready to go, right? It's ready to go. And so when you plug it in, there's like this baseline template of, okay, I'm plugging this in and then I'm going to play in the possibility of where this week could end up. And so that's why I'm kind of thinking about it in that way. And I think it's really helpful because if you're striving for an ideal week, it can feel like you are not getting to that ideal week or that. It's you don't know where to start, right? I want you to think of it as a template baseline week that you are customizing in the way of like plug and play. Okay. And I'm going to show you how I do it and how you can create one for yourself so that that way you can start to operate in a way that feels really good to you and get the goals and things that you want done in the week. And so, when I think about this baseline that I am creating or this benchmark, the first thing I do is I try to theme my days. And you hear about this quite a bit in the way that it can be really helpful for these containers. And so I'm going to go through my week on how I theme my weeks. But you need to figure out what is the best theme for you, right? Customize that plug and play that you are creating for yourself. So you're creating this baseline week in the themes. So I'm going to do a quick rundown and then we'll go deeper into it. And this helps in the way that you can feel really good about how you're operating. So Mondays are my assessing mode days. I'm in assessing mode. Tuesdays, I'm in batching mode. Wednesday, creation mode. Thursday, deep work mode. And then Friday, elimination mode. And so on Mondays, let me back up. This used to look very, very different when I had clients and when I was in a launch-driven business. So when I was in a launch-driven business in my former business, these weeks would look wildly different based on when those launches were. It also was different because on certain days, like Tuesdays and Thursdays, let's just say, were client-facing days. Those are the days that if you have clients, you'll be theming them differently. So then that way, all of your meetings perhaps are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All of your, team internal meetings are on Mondays. I am operating as a solopreneur, even though I do have people working for me, contractors. I'm telling you this in the way that I'm operating right now, primarily as a solopreneur who's beginning again, who has a support team of contractors. And then also, I am very life first in this season of life that I'm in. So I am building in where I can really enjoy and be present in this season of life of being a mom to a teenager and to a now newly fresh 9-year-old. She just turned 9 this past week and she's in third grade. So know what season that I'm in so you can kind of in business model that I am in so you know where you can start from as well. It looks different for each person and it looks different for each season of business and each business model that you're in. Okay. So on Mondays, like I said, I'm in assessing mode. Most times I I don't know what it is about Mondays. I used to love Mondays. I would just get going like that. And now I'm very much in a not so sharp mode on Mondays. I require much more sleep. I think maybe it's because Mondays I'm catching up on my sleep or whatever it is. But for some reason, Mondays, I especially need a slower morning on Mondays where I can kind of flow into the week and be and make it feel more fluid versus jumping right in and needing to be sharp immediately. And so on Mondays, I'm just assessing what the week will look like. I'm mind mapping a lot of it. So a lot of times I'm just writing. I am, writing in silence and requiring more space and room for that. I'm thinking about logistics of the week. So what is on my schedule? I'm reviewing all of that and then thinking about by the end of this week, what do I want to accomplish? And I usually will have a list. Like I'm referring back to all the other weeks and the goals that I've have already established. And so Mondays, I'm just getting the moving starting. Like my brain is just starting to move. So during that time, I'm a much slower start on Mondays where I will take more time with moving my body, which will in turn move my brain. And it's because I'm just not as sharp. I don't know what it is on Mondays, but I'm just starting to really enjoy that mode again of being in like assessing mode and then reinforcing for myself what the week looks like so I can be in response or in, preparation in proactive mode versus reaction mode throughout the week. And I love that. I love being able to kind of see what the containers look like and seeing what the bones look like for the week, and then knowing that I am going to choose what the theme of the theme or the topic of the overall week looks like. So this week, for example, I decided, okay, I want to talk about quote unquote an ideal week, but I didn't want to say it in the same way. So I started thinking about, okay, I really have been thinking about it as like plug and play, and like you're this, plug and play, and then you're in the sim world, which is your own reality, your own world of enjoying the things about your life. And then what have I been doing in this time now that my seasons have drastically changed in my life? And so Mondays are all about assessing and kind of reflection in a way. So assessing mode, okay. Tuesdays for me is about batching mode. I have been up and down with my batches lately because I've been working on kind of rebranding or honing. I've been honing in my messaging, honing in my brand for Cue the Clarity that my batches are much, much smaller right now. But for the most part, on Tuesdays, I am focusing on batching. So I'll bullet out podcast episodes, I'll record them and I am in work mode. So Mondays go from assessing and, cerebral thinking to actual doing on Tuesdays. And I'm actually taking action and implementing and doing the work on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, same sort of thing, but I'm in more of a creation mode. Because I have art class on Wednesday mornings from 9 until noon, I start to feel more inspired about, okay, here is the things that I want to keep doing. And I think of that as creation mode. And oftentimes I'm in writing mode during those times. So I'm writing emails. I'm still doing the doing. So Tuesdays, I'm recording podcast episodes. Wednesdays, I am doing the emails. This might look different to you, but notice how those are both doing days, right? Batching and creation. So it kind of creates a cycle of me doing the work that I need to do. And this week, for example, one of the things that I think about on Mondays is what do I want to get done by the end of this week? And I create a kind of a soft container for myself. Like this week, for example, I do know that I want to get done the welcome sequence for Cue the Clarity. So having those sequence of emails, I am reviewing those tomorrow on Wednesday. And I'm creating this looseness to it, this flexibility to it for the season that I'm in right now. And so on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I'm getting those things done, but it's like in a malleable way that I'm able to mold those days how I need to, because life happens sometimes and it can look different. Also, for my season of life that I'm in, I want it to be very life first, life forward. And so I have created in my schedule in the night times containers as well. So I used to be really bad at this. I used to be really bad at creating containers where in the nighttime, in my personal life, that it gave me things to work out of, a baseline to work out of, that I vocalized the support that I needed. Before, my husband used to work in retail pharmacy and he'd be working, and on his days off, he would work like 12-hour days. And then on his days off, he would, go exercise or go fishing or do the things that he needed to do. And it was like almost like if there was open space, I would take it or I would not take it. Most times I wouldn't. And then, or I'd be working around the launch schedule or the travel schedule for my previous business. Now that I have these open spaces, I'm creating the space for myself and I've become much better in vocalizing it to the people that I need to. So, for example, I vocalized it to my daughters and to my husband. So on Tuesdays is actually my mama and daughter day for my youngest daughter. One of my intentions and goals for my house and my life and my family is that I have alone time or, date, quote unquote, dates with each of my daughters separately. And so on Tuesdays, it's a reoccurring day with my youngest daughter, Layla. And so we put together like a list and even a time frame. So usually from 4:30 to 7:30, we have our mama daughter date, and she gets to pick from this list that we created together. So the list is very, very simple. So just a few things on there is like swimming at the gym until it's cold out, right? Then I can actually take her swimming outside. Going to the movie theater and watching a movie at the theaters, going bowling, going rock climbing. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I went rock climbing with my daughter. On one of the Tuesdays. Sometimes we make desserts. So we made like chia seed pudding dessert with jackfruit and mangoes. And another time we made strawberry pretzel dessert. So very, very simple things. One time we made homemade popcorn and watched Bluey episodes. And so she gets to pick from that list. And it's just a really fun time that we get to be together. And she knows that intention. And my husband knows the intention too. So he still goes and picks her up from school, and and then he knows that that is our day. Tuesday nights are our day together. Wednesdays, like I said, is my creation mode. I'm usually writing emails, and on those nights, my oldest daughter has a really hectic schedule with sports. So if she happens to be home, I'll spend it with her. But for her, the intention is to spend time with her that might be more special activities, like taking her to concerts or, going to the farmer's market with her or things like that. Because she has practice every single day, sometimes two practices a day, which is wild. And so those are not so much structured to a specific day. And then on Thursdays is the deep work day for me. So those are the days that I'm working on the things that require the deep work. So it could be like rebranding. A lot of times I'm working on ideas for revenue drivers and far out, like long-term projects that I am thinking about and mapping out and doing the deep work that needs to be done. This is something that I think that as a small business owner, we sometimes tend to skip because when you get to the stage where you have a team under you either you're in two camps. One is that you're still doing all the things yourself, or that you have deferred those responsibilities to a team member. When I was at my previous business, it was told to us time and time again that we needed to hire a team member, hire a team member. That was great. I loved that idea, but I do believe that no matter what stage that you're in, even if you're a multimillionaire, And you are a small business still. So small business is anywhere under 50 employees, according to the Small Business Administration, is that these days are really important. You need to have a specific day where you're working on either revenue drivers or like some sort of innovation for the business where you are getting to that next level of where you want to be. And it doesn't mean monetarily wise. It can, and it does most often, but this means that when you are continuing to sustain your business, there are things that you need to do to move it along. And as a small business owner, a lot of times it is innovation and it is up-leveling what business model you're in or what offers that you're offering. And so this is the day for that. It is the CEO work in my mind, right? The deep work that needs to be done that only you can do. And it requires a specific day for you to be able to do it. So for example, even if you are, I don't know, Martha Stewart or Oprah, I'm not even sure why I'm pulling those names out of my brain, but even them, right? They are thinking about the visions and doing the deep work. Now, I shouldn't have used those examples because they are bigger businesses, but when you're thinking about still being in the small business realm and you have employees under you, there is things and visions and projects and CEO work that you will be doing. And that is outside of how you show up in the visibility of the business, in the speaking engagements or the sales or the marketing of the business. There are the honing in on the things that you're going to be selling, the offers that you're going to be creating, the sales pages, the essence of the business, the essence of the business that you're creating in that deep work that you're either going to be selling or presenting out to the world. That comes from you, right? It's the ethos of the business, the vision, the revenue drivers, everything, the core of the business happens to lie with you as the business owner. And so that's why it's important for you to pick a deep work day, whether it is on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or in my case, a Thursday. Those are the days where I am doing the deep work in order to move my business forward, to make sure it's progressing in alignment with the ethos and the culture that I want to create, as well as how I want to shine out there in the world, right? That's coming from me, whether I'm in a beginning stage or in a, you know, million-dollar stage that's going to multi-million. It's always in the moments of like a cusp, right? You need to be doing the deep work that needs to be happening in order to push the business forward. The team members can absolutely sustain, but as an entrepreneur, you're continuing to lead wherever you need to lead in order to take your business forward. I hope that makes sense. Then on Fridays are where I consider my elimination mode. And that's when I'm wrapping up the week. And a lot of times I am tidying up in order to eliminate struggles or eliminate chaos or clutter for future Mina. So usually like I'll be doing decluttering in the business and decluttering in my house. So I don't know if you all do this, but it's like one of my favorite things to do when I'm going on vacation is that I make sure everything is tidied up and clean up the house in a way that when I come back, it feels fresh. It feels like a breath of fresh air. It feels like I'm coming back home and it feels really, really good. And so because everything is tidied up and it might feel frantic when I'm doing the wrap up of, hey, I'm getting these things packed and then I'm going on vacation. But when I come back, it feels so good. And I know a lot of women especially do this, that I know my sisters do it and I do it. I'm pretty sure a lot of women, I'm sure, do this as well, because it feels like you are getting your ducks in a row. So that's kind of what I do on a smaller microscopic level, in the way that I'm not going on vacation. I'm simply going to focus on my weekend plans. And so when I think about elimination mode, every single Friday, I actually am giving things to Goodwill. Like, I take a trip to Goodwill. It happens to be near my daughter's school, so it's really an easy trip for me. You can start to accumulate things in your car if it's not so easily accessible to you. But I start to think about, I'm creating space for what next week could look like. If I don't have anything on my mind, I will just like throw away expired things from the pantry or from the refrigerator. I know that sounds silly, but it creates space where you're just like decluttering and eliminating things that you don't want or need. I also am that time and is that I'm closing the computer down, and then I am closing up my, I have like these file folders and binders. One of them is like a zip folder or a zip binder. And I just zip it up. I make sure everything is put away and I tidy up my desk. And it's kind of like a having a ritual to the end of the week. And so I think of that as I am tidying up the house and tidying up the business, like putting it in a bow for next week when I come back and I'm like, oh, this is really nice. I know where everything is at. And also, the reason why I do the house stuff that way is because then I don't have to dedicate full on days all the time. And it's like the domino effect of continuing to eliminate things that don't need to be there. So, for example, one of the Fridays, I just like vacuumed the vents. I do that because I don't honestly like to be working on Fridays too much unless I feel a surge of inspiration. And these are things that, I don't know if you've been where you don't want to be working, but you start to organize your office, you start to organize your environment, or you start to reorganize your workspace or whatever it is. It's kind of in that same sort of vein where I'm like, okay, what are the things I could do? Okay, I will just one little thing, vacuum the stairs. And it allows my mind to kind of like decompress. And it's more so about the act of it than it is about that I really want this super clean house. You know, it's just like mindless work in a way. Like, it's like taking a shower, but not taking a shower. It's like taking a shower for the house, you know, eliminating a little bit of something. And then all those dominoes tend to tick, 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 and fall into each other. And so I like doing it that way, knowing that, you know what, I'm not trying to deep clean the house. I'm not trying to, you know, even deep clean the refrigerator. I'm just doing a little bit of thinking here and there to get my mind into elimination mode, in the way that I'm wrapping up what this week looks like. And future Mina will be very thankful for that, right? In the house and in the business. And then also, when I come back on Monday, when my brain is feeling like not as sharp as I talked about, then I kind of can review what the previous week looked like and know the logistics and kind of reinforce, okay, this is what it's looking like. And it can feel really good because, you know, just like when you come back from vacation mode, or vacation and vacation mode, it feels like this fresh start that you basically created for yourself. And so that is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Actually, I forgot to mention something. In the nighttime, and this is why I mentioned how I used to be bad at this, about vocalizing that this is my day in the life that existed before, I never had a me day. It was like, you know, I was just kind of just reacting to, okay, if there's space and I needed to run to the grocery store, I needed, or I wanted to go shopping or whatever it was, then I would just go and I would be like, oh, hey, I'm going to go to Target or whatever it is. In this case, I am creating a specific day where I absolutely get that day. And it is Thursday nights. I vocalize that to my husband in that playing around that day. I would never have done that before. Maybe because I always felt like, I don't know, I just didn't vocalize. I wasn't very good at vocalizing that I need this support structure in that Thursdays are my day. And so on those Thursdays, I either do something by myself, solo date by myself, or I do something with one of my sisters. And when I say one of my sisters, it is the sister that I talk about often, that she's really, really similar to me. And she's kind of she's a very calming sister to me. I have three sisters altogether, and this is the only person that I hang out with on Thursdays in place of my solo date. Because she's not giving me energy per se, but she's not taking it away. Like, she's almost a neutral energy when I think about it. In that I really enjoy time with her. Like last week, I've mentioned it before, we went to a salt lounge. And, this week we're going to a French bakery. And I don't know, like, we just go out to dinner and we do very low effort things. And then when on my solo days, I'll just go to like a bookstore. I'll go to, there's plenty of stuff I can pull from the list of my Layla days, you know, on Tuesdays, but I haven't done enough of them where I can say I've done too many things. I've gone out to dinner. I have, and then usually I'll take like a book or something, but in the ones coming up, I kind of wrote a list for myself. Like, for example, there's plenty of things that I feel like I want to do that I haven't carved out time for. One of them is a breathwork course that I have been putting off and putting off that I want to actually do. I'm just not sure where I'm going to do this. So it might be like, I thought about like renting a room at the library. You can rent different rooms. They're absolutely free. And sometimes people rent them to do crafts or whatever. So that was one of the things that I was going to do. And carving out the time to dedicate it to that. I could do that at home. However, remember my family is here. And it can be so super distracting to me when they're within my vicinity, because then I can feel their presence, you know? And so on Thursdays, I take myself out on a date, whatever that looks like, and I make sure that I have a little something that I'm going to be doing. Even if I feel like, no, I don't need to go this week, I make myself go, right? I make myself go and do something by myself. And then by the end of it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I've been doing these days for myself. So that is Thursday night. So Tuesdays and Thursday nights, I have specific times carved out into my calendar. And as you can see, you know, when you look at my calendar, you'll start to see the things that I'm prioritizing. I am prioritizing my business, but I'm also prioritizing my family, and I am also prioritizing myself. And I'm creating this template plug and play week. So then that way I can be like, ooh, this is the baseline that I want to jump off of and work in the possibilities of, ooh, what could I do this week? I can get really creative. I can just chill. I can, you know, not have to make a lot of decisions and take out that decision fatigue. And that has been so, so super helpful. Another thing too, is that if you listen to episode 2, you know that I go by this regimen or this ritual of slower mornings. That is silence, liquids, outside, writing, which is journaling, exercise, and reading. And so I found it super, super helpful to only do reading and writing on Mondays and Fridays. Why? Because when I was doing journaling and reading in the mornings of Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, when I was trying to work, it took too much of my brain thought. You know what I mean? Like, I am writing and journaling mostly about my emotions. Like, I'm writing out my emotions, or I'm writing out the things I'm grateful for, and I'm reflecting. I'm doing that introspection. And then when I was reading, I would get lost in those books. Like, my brain, if it was nonfiction, I would be like completely consumed by all the other things that I could be doing. Like, oh, this person's doing this in this book, and this person's doing that in that book. And I would just get completely distracted in that time, instead of thinking about, oh, what are the things on Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays that I had meant to do, that I wanted to do, that I had decided I was going to do, that I didn't want to get distracted from. I wanted to be focused on. And so I save those for Mondays and Fridays, and it works really well in an intuitive way, that on Mondays I'm reflecting anyways, or I'm being introspective about like the weekend or what I'm grateful for or what I'm, you know, feeling. And then Friday is the same sort of thing. I'm kind of wrapping up and putting into a bow and into thought work and getting it out of my body what my emotions are, as well as writing it down and getting it on a piece of paper. I think that's really important, is like getting it onto a piece of paper. And then on reading, I actually don't read in the mornings anymore. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Layla, she reads every Monday through Friday for 20 minutes at 8 o'clock. She has her alarm set for 8 o'clock. And so I do it with her. It's a school initiative that they've been doing, that you just read 20 minutes and you can, you know, that's just a, I don't know, a minimum, I guess. And then they earn rewards from it for each class. And then they tally it up in comparison to other classes. And so then I've been doing that with her in 20 minutes every single night at 8 o'clock. And then she starts to get ready for bed at 8:30. And so I've been doing that. She reads like her dog man books. I read whatever book I'm reading. And that's really been helpful too, is that I have switched my reading to at nighttime. And so I've really enjoyed that too. And it just goes with the way that I operate. Because like I said, when I was trying to do it in the mornings, I would get lost in the brain work. And I would get completely distracted on what podcast episode that I needed to be doing, or what email or whatever it was. And it ended up being worse on me than better. So instead, I'm still doing the slower mornings, and I will start usually my day at 8 o'clock. My husband will take the girls to school, and then I will, you know, slow start my day from 8 o'clock till 10 maybe, where it's like I'm getting my silence in and my liquids. I've been really diligent about my liquids. And currently, by the way, there is this place called Homegrown in Des Moines, and it is the most delicious food that I've ever had. And it is basically farm to table concept, that they grow the food, it's fresh food, local food, and they make whatever, like breakfast is their main thing, like brunch. And they have this thing called a honey latte. And it's basically a latte that they put honey into. And on the top, they put a little, I don't know, bee shape. Bee art that is made out of like cocoa and is delicious. And guess what, y'all? I recreated that for myself. So in the mornings lately, I have been making an oat milk latte for myself, and I've been putting like bee pollen in it. If you don't know what that is, it's like this, I don't know, bee powered pollen. It's called bee powered. That's what it's called. And I put a scoop of that into there, and it's absolutely delicious, and it's so good for you. So look that up, like the benefits of like bee-powered bee pollen. And I start that off with my liquids, and that has been my latest instead of bone broth these days. And then I try to get outside. The weather's been fighting me, but no matter what, I've been getting outside. for at least the tiniest bit, at least to go to the gym where now I have been taking my walks. And so, as you know, I have been doing exercise in the way of lifting weights and walking every day. And I just walk like I'm in a hurry, you know? So that's what I've been doing. It has not been aggressive at all. It's just been a lot of that. And it's been wonderful. So I do that from 8 till about, I would say 10-ish by the time I get home. And then I focus on getting a high protein breakfast, which I don't know, feels like a full-time job in itself. Like I am usually not that hungry. So getting in a lot of protein feels like a lot of work. So I've been doing different things like sardines and rice. If you freeze your rice, it takes out a lot of the carb content, by the way, which I will take like frozen rice that's from like Costco or fried rice that's from Costco, and I will doctor it up and I will make it spicy. And I get this one seasonings. They come in like a bottle and it's like roasted garlic and there's jalapeno and there's also ones like ginger and things like that. And I will doctor it up with those and make it taste like amazing. And then I'll eat those. And those are around, I would say like 25 to 30 grams of protein, which is a lot. So that's because throughout the day, I find it hard to get a lot of protein. I don't particularly like a lot of protein. So that's one thing. I do like steak and rice, but I have to make it a really big intention to get more protein. And I love eggs, but I mean, you can only eat so many of those, you know? And so, in my hormone journey, I've been trying to get more protein and in the realm of like 90 grams a day. And I will tell you, it is a lot harder than you think. At least it is for me. So that's what I do. And then I get right into my day, whatever day it is, because it's a baseline template, you know, plug and play week. I just think, okay, when am I supposed to be getting done? Okay, it's a Tuesday. I need to record my podcast episodes. I'm feeling particularly chatty today, as you can see. So sometimes it takes longer and more, you know, windy road to get to what I'm trying to say, which is okay, I suppose. And then I get that done. And then on Wednesdays, same sort of thing. And I just enjoy my day. I know that feels crazy. I used to not be able to enjoy this sort of thing when I was particularly addicted to the chase. If you're feeling in burnout or if you're feeling addicted to the chase and you're feeling like, I don't know, like your central nervous system is out of whack, you're going to need to do like the hard stop and the slowness in order to get your body out of that mode. That's what I had to do. I think of it as like a detox mentally, physically, spiritually, that your body is just like in burnout and it doesn't know what to do with itself. And it takes like a hard stop in creating healthy boundaries for the sake of yourself. And so that's what I had to do for a long while. When I exited my previous business, when I was grieving my, I don't know, like identity of what I thought it was. And now I'm at the other end of it. I'm just feeling really great about everything. And I'm feeling like the path ahead is really, really bright and really just hopeful. And so while I was feeling that before and hoping for that before, like feeling in that mentality, now I'm actually in it. Now I'm at the other side of it. So there's like a healing work that needs to be done, a abrupt stop. Because you get to be where you're almost in a functional freeze where your body is just like doing the things it needs to do because you're so focused on achievement in my case or doing the things that you need to do over and over because of a certain outcome or a certain result or you're thinking enough is not enough. And there is a inner work that needs to be done with self-worth and self-awareness and a self-healing of sorts. And so now that I'm through that, I can start to create this week that feels really good to me in the way that I operate. And so I think that when you're thinking about making this plug and play week, and as I said, you know, on Mondays, I'm in assessing mode. Tuesdays, I'm in batching mode. Wednesdays, I'm in creation mode. Thursdays, I am in deep work mode. And Fridays, I'm in elimination mode. I actually stick this on my wall. Because guess what, you all? I'm forgetting all the time. I used to joke that if something came into my brain, something else would fall out. And sometimes I feel like that was the case because I was so burnt out that I didn't have the bandwidth to hold a lot of things because I had to remember things so much, you know? And if you're not writing things down and if you're not getting it out of your body and even taking notes and putting it into a calendar and you're not getting it out of yourself and you're making yourself hold it in your brain, it's really hard to have an open space for things because you're requiring yourself subconsciously to remember those things when you don't need to remember them. Put it on a piece of paper and stick it on the wall, like a random piece of paper, right? Like me, it's just like randomly up there. And so guess what, y'all? That was A, B, C, D, E. Assessing, batching, creation, deep work mode, and then elimination mode. So A, B, C, D, E. And that has been so helpful because you don't have to do it. You do not have to make it work into a mnemonic device. I promise you. It is just my crazy brain, I guess. You know, it's just how I operate is that I almost, I don't know, second nature do that in the way that my brain functions in that way. So I made it look that way. I started operating in that way. And that has felt really good to me. And it created this feel-good system for me to operate with intentionality and simplicity. And so if your brain works in a different way, that is amazing. So in order for you to like kind of uncomplicate things for yourself, I think having a plug and play week can be so helpful because you have the bones there and then stick it up on the wall. And then you can be like, oh, I don't have to remember how to do these things. Or if you go off the rails, like I do time and time again, you know that you can jump back on. Because while consistency is important, consistency can be hard on a daily basis. But when you're working on it on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, that you're making those dominoes hit each other, like one thing after another, that you're doing those little things. It's like, this is a domino that I'm doing, that when I'm doing this, you know, Friday kind of cleanup, that's a little bit of a domino of how it can be helpful for next week. And so when you're a small business owner, or you're a human or any of those things, you don't even have to be a small business owner. When you're thinking about the domino effect or the butterfly effect, it's those small things that really end up over time helping you to operate at your best and also not feel overwhelmed by it. And so I hope that was helpful for all of you in today's episode of thinking about what is it that you need to do to create a plug and play week? What is it that you can do to theme your days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? If you need help, use this as your kind of template in the beginning and then write it down and put it up on the wall. And then you're kind of self-evaluating, is it working? Is it not working? Because you're coming back to that every single week. So if you need to put up a fresh sheet of paper and be like, oh, okay, I know Mina does this on Tuesdays. She does batching work, but I don't have a podcast, but what could I be doing during that time? Right. And when I think about batching, when I say batching, it means just like items more than one. So before I was actually recording two podcast episodes a week. So that way I could get it edited. That ended up being more overwhelming in this time of beginning again to me than it was starving me. So now I just do it in real time. And I haven't been editing, which is fine, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. I'm still putting it out there. And so that is what I have been doing with the podcast, as well as before I actually was recording interviews. But now, for now, at least for a good amount of time, it is going to be solo cast only. And so it helps in the way that I'm operating in the season of life that I am enjoying. And so what can you do to create a plug and play week so that you can enjoy what you want in your life right now, how you want to operate in your life right now? Okay. So I will see you on Instagram at @cuetheclarity, and I will see you next week on the podcast episode. Thanks everybody for listening, and I'll see you soon.